Hey, it's Kathy. I just want to let you know that I am so excited because I am hosting the first ever Her Turn to Podcast Summit. It's a two-day event for women in podcasting, May 20th and 21st in Los Angeles. And I'm just so excited that women are coming together, women who have podcasts, women who want to grow their shows, women who want to start their podcast. Not only are you going to be hearing from some of my favorite women in the podcasting space about what it takes to grow an audience, what it takes to monetize the show, but also we're going to be doing this in a way that I think truly speaks to the gifts that we have as women. There's going to be meditation. There's going to be a sound bath. I think not only are you going to grow in amazing ways, but you're going to do amazing networking and you're going to expand your mind and your heart. And I think we're going to have a really holistic conversation about what does it really mean to create gorgeous show and how can we manifest from the feminine perspectives that we're not hustling, but we're aligning. I cannot wait. If you want to get tickets to this event, go to kathyheller.com/live. That's kathyheller.com/live to grab your tickets. There are about 350 seats in the theater. So I have a feeling this event will sell out quickly. You can go to kathyheller.com/live and you can see who all of our speakers are going to be. But I really can't wait just to tell you a few. Jessica Zweig is going to be there. I'll be doing a sit-down interview with Jenny Garth. You're going to be hearing from Patrice Washington, Jordan Gill, Amber Lillystrom, Julie Solomon. It's really going to be an incredible 2 days packed with so much information and connection and women having honest, heart-to-heart, vulnerable conversations about how we can make an impact in the world and use our voice. And I think podcasting is something that at this point, I really feel like more women need to understand, like, we were made to create this kind of intimacy and to create this kind of impact. And so I'd love to see you there in person. Get your tickets now. Go to kathyheller.com/live. I cannot wait to see you there. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
I want you to close your eyes and I want you to daydream. I want you to feel all of these beautiful little whispers, these little desires. I want you to play out the possibility. I want you to really go there. I want you to go for it. And when the song is over, you can totally go back to evaluating whether you're worthy of it. You can go back to deciding whether or not it's possible. You can go back to getting all sticky in your resistance around, you know, whether or not it's even something you can know who, how, when, all that. It'll be there for you. But just for the 3.5 minutes of the song, I want you to see how much you can play the tape. Just play the tape. Just see yourself in it, enjoying it. And some of you will think, oh, we're doing that because the world is made up of vibration and how we think literally creates an actual vibration in the field. And so Kathy's reminding us to practice a higher elevation so that we vibrate literally differently and we change how we then tune in and what comes back. And yes, yep, that's part of it. And it's also not just to practice creating, it's to practice being you. Because that's how you were designed to feel. That's how you're designed to be. You're designed to feel good. Every single desire you have, if you trace it to its root, it's because you think it's going to make you feel good. That's good, right? And what's interesting is the way in which the analytical mind gets involved, gets in the way, as if to say, who am I to feel so good? As if you will deprive someone else of feeling good? Will your feeling good deprive someone else? Is there less of a stream of good feelings for somebody else? Right? Have you ever been feeling physically good and then thought, oh my God, there's so many sick people. I should be physically ill for a few days. Who am I to take all the good health? I mean, that's horrible. Like, if I'm feeling physically fit and there are people who are really sick, then that's a problem. But you never would do that, right? So you have actually such a clear understanding of like your assignment in this life, who you are as a being, as a higher consciousness, as a soul. Like, you came into this world with an assignment and you're very connected to it. So every time you think of a desire, you're in sync. You're aligned. Yep. Like, that's it, you know? And then you get in the way, but it's not really you. It's like this 3D aspect of us gets in the way and starts to overthink it and analyze it and starts looking at like the reality that we've been focusing on. And we see these gaps and we're like, oh my God, right? Which then we stop feeling good. And really, if you trace that back, it's because we feel like we shouldn't feel that good. And that will somehow disrupt the flow for other people, which is totally the opposite. It's totally and completely the opposite. So, you know, one of the things that when I had Tim Grover on my podcast, he trained Michael Jordan and Kobe and Dwayne Wade. And he was with Michael Jordan for 15 years. And we talked about meditation. And we talked about how he would sit there and guys would go out. They could get anything they wanted, right? At that point, the Bulls could go anywhere, get tickets to anything. Anyone would buy them drinks. Any girls would want to date them. And he said, Michael would stay in his room and meditate because he couldn't afford it. It was like, why would I spend this night, you know, doing any of those things when we have a championship game and I could spend 13 minutes just playing out the tape, just hearing the buzzer and just winning it again and 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 again. And you see that, right? Because Phil Jackson, who was the coach of the Bulls, then went to the Lakers. And then they were dominant because they did the same thing. So how often do you just let the tape run? How often are you sitting there playing out, daydreaming, daydreaming, daydreaming? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This just feels so good. Right? So we're going to do that now. And I just want you to let the tape run. That's it. That's your job. You guys think you can do that for the next 3 minutes? I know it's harder than it sounds. And when your mind gets involved and goes, oh, this feels scary. Oh, this feels so impossible. You can just gently, lovingly be like, all right, you can come back later. And I'm just going to enjoy this right now. And then we're going to see where that leads.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.